Welcome into Zen Stop. My name is Mara, and I'm really grateful you made time for yourself to slow down and meditate today. Equanimity is arguably one of the most important qualities we can embody on a moment-to-moment basis. And we can directly cultivate equanimity through practicing mindfulness. So let's get comfortable in your space, get ready to feel grounded and relaxed. Let's go ahead and find a posture for your meditation today. You cannot do it wrong, so we could be seated up on a cushion, on the chair, or if you'd like to lay down or stand up, that is also perfect. Finding your way to a place that helps you feel relaxed, yet still alert. So once you arrive there, we can close the eyes if that feels comfortable to you. Or you're welcome to keep them open, just having a gazeless stare, not looking all around the room. And it's nice to start with a deep breath in through the nose. Exhale, let it go. Arriving for this meditation today. And orienting yourself in your space. So noticing where your legs, your feet meet the floor below you. Stepping more fully into this moment that we have together for this meditation today. So I like to use the definition of mindfulness as paying attention to our present moment experience with openness, curiosity, and some willingness to be with what is. So that quality of the willingness to be with what is, it's a really interesting quality. Another way we can talk about it is that it's this quality of acceptance. But sometimes it's hard to accept things, and maybe we can't accept them, but we're willing to be with them because they are there. And it's really this quality of equanimity. Equanimity is an even-mindedness and balance that is cultivated in our mind as we practice. So as we do this meditation, we are paying attention to our present moment experience, and all sorts of things happen. We could have a pain in the body or a difficult emotion, habitual thought patterns, or maybe a painful memory arises, and yet we sit here and practice being in the present moment, observing it all, reacting to none of it, being with it as it is. And over time, we cultivate this capacity to have even-mindedness and balance. And so there's really a direct correlation between what we're doing here in this meditation practice and then going out and about the rest of our day. And I know so many people report they have some more balance of mind in the face of whatever life brings. So we will work with some equanimity today as we practice. Let's bring our attention to the sounds coming and going. We can notice the most obvious present sounds like the music in my voice. And we can also notice really faint sounds like any humming of the fridge or cars passing by outside, pets. Connecting to this present moment by listening to each sound as it comes and goes from your experience. We never have 100% of control over the noises and the sounds that come in our experience. So it's a perfect opportunity to practice some willingness to be with what is here. Observing it all. reacting to none of it. And then to bring your attention to your breathing in your body. Noticing where you feel the breath, the abdomen and chest gently rising and falling with each breath, the air moving in and out through the nose, just above the upper lip, noticing breath after breath. Allowing yourself to slow down, to be with this very simple act of simply breathing. Grounding yourself in this moment. And noticing each passing breath. And so we can check in here. What is happening in your experience? Are there a lot of thoughts that are occurring in the mind? Maybe there is some physical sensation that has come about. Just to notice what's happening in your experience right now. Observing that you are not your thoughts. You are not your mind. You are not any feelings or emotions or physical sensations. Can you tap into that ability to be the observer behind all of that, observing it all? And once you're ready, very gently letting go, coming back to observing breath after breath. So let's practice in some silence for a couple minutes together. Observing our breathing, or if you'd like to go back to listening to sound after sound, that would be great too. Staying with the main focus of breathing our sounds. When your attention wanders away, we just notice with some equanimity, with some willingness to be with that too. And very gently begin again, noticing the inhales, the exhales, the sounds. Embodying this quality of equanimity doesn't mean we don't eventually take action to make change. But it does mean that we aren't reacting to every single thing that comes our way. We know we can always take a few deep breaths, coming back to some mindfulness, observing any emotional or physical response. And eventually we respond instead of react to any situation. So slow down here, just another minute in some silence together, grounding yourself in this moment. Nothing to do, but to be exactly as you are. A teaching in mindfulness that there are pairs of opposites in the world. There is pleasure and there is pain. There is gain and there is loss. There is praise and there is blame. And what humans tend to do is they really want the good thing. We want the praise, we want the pleasure. We want the good vibes. We go searching for all of the good things and we run away like crazy from anything negative. And because life is life, it tends to be this blend of both, right? It's the ups and the downs. It's the pleasure and the pain. It is the nature of life. And when my teacher was sharing this concept, she said, there is a way to handle this. We can create a mind that can be okay no matter what life brings. We can create a mind that even through all of these ups and downs of life, we can be okay. And that is a mind of equanimity. So no matter what happens in this roller coaster of life that we live on, we can find this inner strength and inner peace that can hold us in the face of whatever life brings. So just to notice how you're doing right now in this moment, having slowed down. And as I like to say, for whatever it is you are feeling right now, holding that too with a lot of kindness and compassion for yourself, you are perfect. As you are. So sensing your body and your space, taking another couple deep breaths with awareness. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes, moving on with the rest of your day. Thank you so much for joining us here at ZenStop today. We hope this session has you feeling more centered, more balanced, and you go on to have the best day ever. We'd love to hear how you're feeling after your meditation, so give us a rating, comment, or hit the follow button. Feel free to text us questions, feedback, or any future requests for meditation topics. And finally, if you are feeling good, we would so appreciate you sharing this meditation with a friend or family member you think would love ZenStop. And always remember, it's going to be all right.